You hear the sound of that bird?
Yeah.
That's the kokil. Yeah, cuckoo in English, but kokil in Sanskrit. And it is said it is a type of liquid sweetness that's reminiscent, reminds one of the voice of Krishna. They're making their voice sweet, sweeter, continually, because they're trying to attract the female bird. So the males are making that sound in a competitive way. But it means that sound has this capacity, can attract. It's like we communicate to one another through sound. Sound gives meaning to image or form. So in Krishna culture, you begin with the sound, the name of Krishna, and then from that sound, in the heart expressing that sound, some concept of the form of Krishna comes. Then with particular qualities and pastimes. In Sanskrit called nama, rupa, guna, lila. But all begins with sound. As we were talking the other day, sometimes this world is compared to a dream. Right? So whether you have a good dream or a bad dream, it's a dream. There's nothing real or substantial there. And when you're in that dream world, you're thinking you're a particular person with a particular identity, that you're in circumstances that are overwhelming, maybe even making you fearful or full of anxiety. But if a friend, they see while you're sleeping, you know, REM, rapid eye movement, they see you're dreaming, but you're filled with anxiety, they start calling your name and then gradually bringing you out of the dream world. In the beginning, you're half in the dream world, half out. And then suddenly you realize automatically, intuitively, instantly, who you are, what your identity is. That was just a dream. You know who your friends are, what your job is, everything, by becoming awake. And that is achieved through sound. So we're told, particularly in the age that we live in, that says, Nam Sankirtan Kalo Parama Upai. That in this age, you get everything through sound culture. So Krishna's infinitely kind and merciful, as Mahaprabhu told, Kali Kale Nama Rupe Krishna Avatar. You know Avatar? Everyone's heard about the movie Avatar, right? But the word Avatar is Sanskrit, means who descends from the spiritual world into this world. And we have to know, what is spiritual world? What is this world? Everything is floating on consciousness. The material world is also conscious base, but is misconceived. It's the world of misconception. The spiritual world is also, that's the ultimate conscious world, but is of proper conception. So we're living in the world of misconception. We've misconceived who we are. What is the world? What is our place? What is our goal? What is our purpose? This spiritual project is to begin reconceiving ourselves, our identity, our purpose, and the means to achieve that goal. And to help us, to rescue us from this situation, Kali Kale Nama Rupe Krishna Avatar. Krishna has descended in the form of his name. So we can think, oh, the world is so vast. The spiritual world is infinitely larger. How can the infinite make himself appear fully present in something apparently finite, like a sound? Or you say these syllables, Krishna. It's just two syllables, Krishna. And we're saying, you mean everything is in there? Yes, everything. That's his inconceivable potency, that he can offer himself to us, deliver himself to us through the medium of divine sound. Another verse quoted by Rupa, or given by Rupa Goswami, says, Nama Chintamani Krishna Chaitanya Rasa Vigraha Purnakshudho Nityam Mukto Abhina Tvam Nama Namano. Here in this world, something, the name of something and what the object are may be two different things. They're not identical. But spiritually speaking, the name and the sound are identical. So this is of particular interest in relation to Krishna. And what is that name compared to? It says Nama Chintamani. It's like a what they sometimes call philosopher's stone or touchstone. We hear about this in alchemy or mythology. Sometimes they talk about this magical stone. Anything you touch to it turns to gold. So people are always searching for that. They'll take some metal, touch it to that stone, and then the metal turns into gold. Right? So here we're told the holy name of Krishna is like that. Whatever our present position is, if we come in connection by the grace of Guru and Vaishnava with the name of Krishna, then we become transformed into our golden self. Within you is the golden self. That is the project to discover, uncover your actual spiritual golden identity as a servitor. And the holy name of Krishna is the principal means to deliver us and take us to that servitor position. So we're told in this age we should begin by chanting the Pancha Tattva Mantra, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda. And also, you're a thoughtful person. We've had discussions over the last few days. And, you know, you think a lot about what you do and your relationship with other people. And we're told for an aspiring devotee, particularly, we should be careful about our dealings with the other devotees. We shall see them all, as we are aspiring servitors. We like to think that we are sincere. Remember, we spoke about sincerity and what else? Humility and all these things. As much as we like to think that we are that or aspiring to that, then we shall see the others also that whatever external faults they might have, that internally in their hearts, they're also trying to dedicate themselves in the service of Guru and Vaishnava and Krishna, Radha Govinda. So we, Guru Maharaj would say, we need to acquire the proper angle of vision, how to see with spiritual eyes. Everything's about interpretation. Right? So what we're learning is the spiritual method of interpretation, how to view others, how to view life and life circumstances. So there are 10 offenses that we're cautioned about, like, oh, don't think like this, don't think like that, particularly with devotees is of importance, and that you can read about. You have, it's written in a written form, you can look at that. But the most important thing is just to be sincere, sincere in your approach. And I take you as a sincere person. So you'll first chant that Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sivasadi Gaur Bhaktivinoda. And let me chant now, and then I'll tell you in a moment some instructions.
Hare Krishna.
Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sri Vasari Gaur Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Then move to the next beat. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Until you reach the end, that's 108 times. That's one round. This bee is called Sumeru, mountain-like, not to cross, but turn around and then count back this way, two rounds. You should chant a minimum of four rounds every day. And also keep the association of devotees and reconceive yourself as an aspiring servitor and helpful to that. As your name, spiritual name be given, your name will be Lavanya Devi Dasi. Lavanya. Yeah. Lavanya means beautiful and lovely. There's a verse that is spoken by when Krishna goes from Vrindavan to Mathura. The ladies, when they see Krishna, they say, Gopyastaba kima yadamusha rupam lavanya, lavanya sara masamorva ananda siddhim. Say lavanya sara. Krishna's like the cream of beauty. There's beauty, and then we sing in the world, beauty cream, but no, the cream of all, is he not the essence, the cream of beauty? But Krishna's internal sweetness expressed outwardly is really Srimati Radharani. She, Krishna is supremely beautiful, but her heart expression of her beauty, the form of her beauty, attracts even the beautiful Krishna. Achintya Guna Sarupam. Krishna is inconceivably beautiful, but even he can't conceive of the beauty of Radharani, what her heart is expressed before him. He is irresistibly drawn in attraction to her. So you're her aspiring servitor. She's Lavanya, and you're Lavanya Devi Dasi. You're aspiring in the line of Sri Rupa and our Guru Varga to serve her. This is all about Krishna consciousness. It's about Radha Dasyam, serving the devotee who can attract Krishna the most. We don't get any more Krishna anywhere, either directly or through any other, than through the holy lotus feet, the service of the holy lotus feet of Srimati Radharani. Lavanya Devi Dasi Ki Jai, Hare Krishna. And Guru Maharaj like to remind us, you're being welcomed into the family of Krishna. Like I mentioned, in China, nobody goes to a restaurant and asks for a seat for one. You know, Chinese restaurant. How many in your party? You say, one? They go, that's not possible. Minimum is like table for eight. You and seven friends or family members. So it's about family. Krishna conception is, Guru Maharaj like to quote one lady saying, we're being given the opportunity to have a family life with Krishna. People are mad after family life in this world, but it's an inconceivable prospect, the idea we can have a family life with God. With God, not so much, but with Krishna is possible because God is lonely. The Christian, he's very lonely. Just watching everybody have fun and sitting there thinking, what can he do? Krishna's in the center of the fun. As Gurudev would say, you cannot play football with Allah, but you can play football with Krishna. And you can defeat him too. So then Krishna, who's the loser, has to carry the winner on their shoulders. So we see sometimes in the holy books, you can see on the Thai money, you know, Garuda, the eagle, you see him on the Thai money. He's the carrier of Vishnu. And how ecstatic he is to feel the Lord on his shoulders as he's soaring through the air. But in Charitamritam, Chaitanya Krishna conception, Krishna says, I'm more happy when I'm defeated by my devotee and I'm carrying them on my shoulders. That's more exciting to me. Yes, it's great, Garuda carrying, that's a wonderful thing. But if I'm defeated by my devotee and I'm carrying them, that melts my heart. And if my beloved is chastising me, it steals my mind away from the hymns of the Vedas. So Krishna is attracted, Sri Krishna Karshini Chasa, all attractive Krishna is attracted to the heart that possesses even a drop of love and affection for him. So you have a bright future ahead of you. You're being welcomed into the family of Krishna. Now, happily take the name of Krishna in presence of Giriraj Govardhan and all his devotees. Jai, Sri Sri Guru, Jai, Hare Krishna. Jai, Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur ki, Jai, Sri Krishna, Nam Sankirtan ki, Jai, Gupta Govardhan ki, Jai, Namachintamani Krishna ki, Jai, Nitai Go Premanande, Hare Krishna.